Sailors trapped in war-torn gulf face uncertain future. Thousands of sailors are trapped in a war-torn gulf, with many unable to leave their ships or access basic supplies. The Strait of Hormuz, a critical oil supply route, has been closed since February 28, trapping vessels in the region. The prolonged blockade has severe implications for global energy markets and the seafarers themselves. The International Transport Workers Federation, ITF, has reported over 2,000 sailors seeking help or advice to resolve disputes related to abandonment, pay delays, and lack of supplies since the war began. Seafarers are facing extreme hardship, with many living in cramped conditions on their ships without access to basic necessities. The situation is further complicated by Iran's assertion of control over the Strait of Hormuz, as evidenced by a new map published by the Persian Gulf Strait Authority. This move has intensified the blockade and made it increasingly difficult for ship owners to navigate the complex system of payments and permissions required to pass through the region. For nearly 3 months, sailors trapped in the Gulf have led isolated lives, with limited contact with the outside world. Despite efforts by resupply boats to reach them, many seafarers remain cut off from essential supplies and aid. The ITF has described cases of pay delays, refusals to help repatriate sailors, and a lack of provisions as common complaints among those stranded in the Gulf. Some seafarers have even called the organization in tears, highlighting the extreme vulnerability they face. Ship owners are struggling to navigate the complex web of payments and permissions required to pass through the region. The situation is further exacerbated by the risk of missiles and drone strikes, which has created a climate of fear among those trapped at sea. The prolonged blockade has severe implications for global energy markets, with the Strait of Hormuz playing a critical role in oil supply routes. The situation is likely to have far-reaching consequences for the shipping industry and the global economy. The ITF has called on governments and international organizations to provide support to seafarers trapped in the Gulf. With over 2,000 sailors seeking help or advice, it is clear that the situation requires urgent attention and action. As the situation continues to unfold, one thing is clear: the seafarers trapped in the war-torn Gulf face an uncertain future, with their lives severely impacted by the prolonged blockade.